Lansing is again preparing to host its largest public outdoor event of the year. This is the 29th year for Silver Bells in the City, which features music, crafts, and the Electric Light Parade through the city's downtown. A reminder that WKAR-TV will be presenting the parade live starting at 6 p.m. But there's a lot of work to be done before tonight's festivities. Current State's Kevin Lavery spent a couple of days wandering through town talking with people setting up for the event. He first met Dave Hoover atop a cherry picker in front of the State Capitol building. Dave was rigging Christmas lights for tonight's official lighting, but just how many? He wasn't exactly sure.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. We go by the spool. What we got, like 200 lights on a spool? About 200 lights on a spool. We've been through two or three of them already. Yeah, we've been at this all day. We're going to have it ready for the night. Hopefully it'll be beautiful by the time it's lit up.
I'm Pam Latka at CATA Marketing Assistant. The CATA bus float is a 60-foot articulated bus that we've converted into a Caterpillar, which is representative of CATA's buses that you see out on the streets. The Caterpillar is definitely a very popular crowd pleaser, and they can see it coming down the road because the antennas are so high, and the bounce of the antennas and the anticipation of, oh, here comes the Caterpillar, resonates around the crowd, as we're told.
Hi, I'm Heather Himes. I'm a manager of the Lansing City Market. We have our Christmas tree, and right next to that we'll have three different music acts playing tonight, starting about 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock. So we'll be playing some Christmas tunes and some other songs, too, to kind of brighten everybody's holiday spirit tonight.
My name's Bob Perialis.
And you have been with Board of Water and Light how long?
About 11 years.
We're looking at the float that represents kind of the newer, more modern Board of Water and Light. What are we looking at here, Bob?
The biggest feature of the float is our four wind turbines on here, which really represents the future and green energy that we have. I won't be riding this year, but we'll have lots of our BWL families, mainly on our historic Skyline float.
So the duct tape guy does not get the pleasure of being chauffeured?
No.
And Bell Choir. See you at Silver Bells.